you meet someone with real confidence, you feel it. It's not loud, not boastful, just steady, like a mountain that's been there 1,000 years. That's because confidence is not handed out, not gifted by the crowd, not won in a lottery. No, it's earned. True confidence, the kind that lasts, comes from evidence. The proof that you've done the work, paid the price, and developed the skill. And that evidence is undeniable. Let's be honest. We all wish it were easier. It's tempting to think you can just read the right book or hear the right talk and suddenly believe in yourself. But belief comes from accomplishment, not affirmation. You have to see it with your own eyes, feel it in your own bones, that you did what was required. There's no shortcut. When a seed is planted, it doesn't become a tree overnight. There's a process. The roots must push down before the trunk ever rises up. It's the same with people. Confidence is the root system that holds your life steady. But you can't fake roots. You earn them. Look back over your life. Think about a time you took on a challenge, not knowing if you could handle it. Maybe it was learning a new skill, facing a fear, or stepping up when no one else would. It didn't matter if it was big or small. What mattered was the struggle, the stretch. And when you finished, even if you stumbled, something changed inside. That's the moment the first layer of confidence was earned. Not given, earned. The world is full of people who want the fruit without planting the tree. But nature doesn't work that way, and neither does life. If you want the reward, you have to invest in the roots, the sweat, the late nights, the failures. Those are the deposits you make into your confidence account. And every deposit builds evidence. It's not what people say about you that builds confidence. It's what you know about yourself, what you did when no one was watching, the sacrifices you made when it would have been easy to quit, the price you paid that nobody else was willing to pay. That's your evidence. And you carry it with you, quietly, everywhere you go. People can question your ideas. They can doubt your plan, but they can't argue with your evidence. When you've put in the hours, when you faced the struggle and kept going, that becomes your foundation. It's unshakable. Ask yourself, what's the evidence in your own life? Where have you paid the price, built the skill, done the work? That's where your real confidence comes from. It's not a gift. It's not magic. It's not borrowed. It's earned. And because you earned it, nobody can take it away from you. It's a funny thing about confidence. Some try to wear it like a new suit, hoping the right look will do the job. But there's a danger in mistaking appearance for substance. Talk and show can fool others for a while, but they never fool you. You can put on a brave face for the crowd, but deep down, you know whether you've paid the price or just rehearsed the speech. That's the danger of false assurance. See, life has a way of finding out what's real. It doesn't listen to your press clippings or check how many people applauded. Life has its own test, and it comes for everyone. It might show up as a setback, a disappointment, or a challenge that demands more than you've given before. When that moment arrives, all the borrowed confidence in the world won't carry you through. Only preparation passes the test. There's a story I remember about a young man who always seemed sure of himself. Spoke well, dressed sharp, shook hands with confidence. But when it came time to deliver, to perform when it mattered, the cracks started to show. Why? Because his confidence was borrowed from someone else's words, not built from his own experience. He'd learned how to look the part, but skipped the hard part. The practice, the mistakes, the discipline. When real pressure showed up, his confidence vanished. Only preparation stands strong in the storm. Arrogance, you see, is just a mask worn by fear. It's loud and restless, always needing an audience, always needing applause. But confidence built on preparation, that's quiet. It doesn't brag or boast. It just stands its ground. You'll find the people who talk the most about their abilities are often the ones with the least evidence to back it up. The ones with true confidence don't need to talk about it. They live it. It's easy to fool the world for a while. You can learn the lingo, practice the posture, maybe even memorize the moves. But you can never fool yourself. You know whether you've earned your place or just shown up, hoping nobody asks the hard questions. That's why false assurance is so dangerous. It keeps you from doing the real work, the work that builds genuine confidence. There's a line you cross when you choose preparation over pretense. It's not always glamorous. There's no audience for the early mornings, the long hours, the quiet practice when nobody is watching. But that's where real confidence is born. And when the test comes, and it always comes, it's those hours, those efforts that stand between you and the storm. So be careful not to fall for the easy road. Be willing to check your own evidence. Ask yourself, am I ready? Have I really put in the time? It's better to know the truth and be humble than to walk in with empty assurance. Life rewards those who prepare, not those who pretend. There's a connection in life you can't ignore, the link between confidence and competence. Every time you practice, every time you repeat a skill, you make a deposit into your confidence account. Competence breeds certainty. The more you do, the less you doubt. Think about the first time you tried anything new. Maybe it was public speaking, swinging a golf club, learning a language, or running your first business meeting. That first step is always shaky. The hands tremble, the voice quivers, the mind races with questions. That's natural. Uncertainty is the price of admission when you start anything worthwhile. But here's what's remarkable. Every hour spent practicing, every mistake corrected, every small improvement, you can feel the doubt begin to fade. Confidence grows with competence. When you know how to do something because you've done it over and over, the fear shrinks. Now, you don't have to hope things will go well. You know you can handle it because you've proven it to yourself through action. The world may try to guess how you'll perform, but you don't have to guess. You've already built the evidence. Let me share an example. A friend of mine was terrified of speaking in front of a crowd. For years, he avoided every opportunity, convinced he would never be good enough. But one day, he decided to face it. He didn't try to become a world-class speaker overnight. Instead, he volunteered to give a short introduction at a local event. The hands shook, the voice cracked, but he survived. Then he did it again and again. After a few months, the nerves gave way to steady hands. The words started to flow more easily, not because of wishful thinking, but because of repeated doing. You see, you can't buy confidence at the store. You can't borrow it from a friend. It must be built one act at a time on a foundation of competence. The more skilled you become, the more certain you grow. That's the connection. Every practice session, every rehearsal, every honest hour of effort adds another layer. The mind remembers, the body adapts, the spirit strengthens. Before long, the thing that once filled you with dread becomes almost automatic. You step up with a quiet certainty, not because you're pretending, but because you're prepared. And the best part? This principle works everywhere. In your work, your relationships, your health, your finances. Every area where you build competence, you build confidence. The more you do, the less you doubt. The more you know, the more you grow. So don't shy away from practice. Don't rush the process. Embrace the repetition, the correction, the discipline of getting better. because with every act of improvement, you add to your confidence account. One day you'll look back and realize you're no longer the same person who started. The doubts have faded, replaced by a certainty you can trust. Let's talk about the foundation beneath it all, self-discipline. If earned confidence has a root, this is it. Self-discipline is what turns good intentions into lasting results. Every time you keep a promise to yourself, you lay another stone in the foundation of your belief. It's easy to make promises when motivation is high. At the start of a new venture, enthusiasm runs strong. The real test comes when no one is watching, when distractions show up, when comfort tempts you to delay. That's the crossroads. Do you do what you said you would, or do you make excuses? Every choice adds up. Each time you follow through, your trust in your own word grows stronger. Each time you break your word, the foundation cracks. Think back to a time you set a small goal. Maybe getting up a little earlier, saving a little more, or reading a book cover to cover. The first day is full of excitement. The second day, you remember the challenge. By the third day, comfort tries to bargain with you. Now, if you press on, if you keep your word to yourself, you start building a track record. It's not the size of the promise that matters. It's your consistency in keeping it. I remember setting a goal for myself to improve my health. Nothing dramatic at first, just daily walks, eating a little better, drinking more water. The hardest part wasn't starting, but continuing. Every day I kept the commitment. Something shifted inside. My confidence grew. Not because I announced it to the world, but because I honored my word to myself. That's what self-discipline does. It quietly builds belief. Self-discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishment. Most people don't fail for lack of dreams. They fail for lack of discipline. Dreams are easy. Discipline is rare. But every act of discipline multiplies your sense of control, your trust in your own ability to follow through. It's a simple rule. If you say you'll do it, do it. And if you miss, start again. The discipline to get back up is just as valuable as the discipline to stay on track. Over time, those moments add up to a reservoir of confidence you can draw from anytime you face doubt. Here's something worth remembering. The world is full of distractions. It will offer you shortcuts, easy outs, ways to delay, but nothing replaces the quiet power of discipline. No matter what is happening around you, you can always choose to keep your word to yourself. And every time you do, you deepen your belief in your own promise. Confidence is not just built on what you achieve, but on the character you forge in the process. Self-discipline shapes that character, one small act at a time. Keep your promises and watch your belief in yourself rise. Now let's talk about the force that transforms effort into mastery, repetition, and refinement. Consistency is the magic ingredient that separates the wishful thinker from the seasoned performer. You can't fake repetition. Every time you show up and do the work, you're sending yourself a message. You can count on you. There's something powerful about doing the same thing over and over, each time a little better than the last. The first few attempts are always rough. Mistakes, frustrations, the urge to give up, they all come with the territory. But if you keep coming back, if you refuse to quit, your skills sharpen, your mind adapts, and your confidence deepens. Mastery isn't granted in a moment. It's earned with 1,000 acts of showing up. Think about a craftsman shaping wood, a musician practicing scales, or an athlete repeating the fundamentals. It looks simple, almost mundane, to the outside eye. But inside, every stroke, every note, every drill is building a foundation that can't be shaken by pressure or doubt. You prove to yourself again and again that you can deliver when it counts. When you repeat an action, you're not just building muscle memory. You're forging belief. With each round of practice, each attempt to get it right, you reinforce your own sense of capability. It doesn't happen with talk, and it doesn't happen overnight. The world may look for quick fixes and instant results, but real confidence is built on evidence only you can gather through repetition. And then comes refinement. You don't just do the same thing endlessly. You look for the lesson each time. What can you tweak? Where can you improve? That little adjustment, that fresh insight, turns raw effort into real progress. Repetition creates the opportunity. Refinement captures the result. Over the years, I've watched people transform themselves through the quiet power of doing it again. Then just a little better. They don't wait for perfect conditions. They work with what they have, wherever they are. That's how real confidence grows. Through the process, not the promise. There's a peace that comes when you know, deep down, that you can rely on yourself to do what's needed, again and again. You don't need applause, and you don't need to prove anything to anyone else. You've seen the evidence pile up. You know you're capable because you've done it, and you've refined your approach until it feels like second nature. So keep showing up, keep practicing, and keep looking for the small ways to improve. Over time, you'll find that confidence doesn't just visit for a day. It moves in and stays. Let's talk about the testing grounds, the importance of starting small and building your confidence brick by brick. You see, nobody begins with grand victories. The journey to unshakable confidence starts with the smallest of wins, the ones almost nobody notices. But each one matters. Each small success is a brick. And before long, you've built a wall of evidence behind you. It's easy to get overwhelmed by the size of your ambitions. Maybe you want to transform your health, double your income, master a skill, or become a leader in your field. But the mistake most people make is thinking it all has to happen at once. It never does. It begins with a single step, a commitment you keep, a challenge you face, a problem you solve. Look back, and you'll find your first wins were rarely impressive to anyone else, but they changed everything for you. The first time you stuck to your routine for a week, the first sale you made, the first time you finished something you started, each time you proved to yourself that you could do it, that proof is the real reward. It's the evidence you'll carry into your next challenge. Small wins are powerful because they create momentum. One leads to another. Confidence isn't built in leaps. It's built in steps, and those steps stack up. If you're struggling with belief, don't wait for the world to hand you a big victory. Go out and earn a small one. Make a call you've been avoiding. Wake up a little earlier. Read for 15 minutes instead of an hour. It's not the size of the win. It's the act of winning that starts the chain reaction. There's something else. Small wins build resilience. When you succeed at something, even a small thing, you teach yourself that progress is possible. That lesson becomes a shield against discouragement. When setbacks come, and they always do, you have a memory bank of victories to draw from. You've done it before, so you can do it again. Over time, those bricks, those moments when you pushed through, followed through, kept going, create a foundation. The world might not notice, but you do. That's the secret. Earned confidence is built privately, in the quiet moments of discipline and persistence. So if you want to test yourself, start with something you know you can finish. Build up your collection of small wins. Each one is a vote for your own ability. Each one is proof that you can rise, you can overcome, you can deliver, then as the wins add up, so does your confidence. Suddenly, you're not asking if you can do it. You're remembering all the times you already have. Now, there's a hidden backbone behind all true confidence: character. If you want to understand why some people seem unshakable while others fall apart at the first sign of trouble, look past their achievements and examine their character. Because real confidence isn't loud. It doesn't shout from the rooftops. It's quiet conviction, a steady belief built on integrity, not on impression. When your word and your work match, you stand unshaken. There's a power in knowing you've lived up to your own standard, not just when people are watching, but especially when they aren't. Confidence that rests on reputation alone is fragile. But confidence that rests on character, that's built to last. You see, there's a difference between looking successful and being successful. The world loves the outward signs, the nice suit, the fancy title, the handshake. But those are just surface. Character is who you are when no one's keeping score. It's the promises you keep, the standards you uphold, the honesty you refuse to compromise. And when you build your confidence on those things, you sleep well at night. The people I've admired most over the years were rarely the loudest in the room. They didn't need to tell you how good they were. Their lives spoke for them. There was a quiet certainty, a presence that said, "You can trust this person because they trust themselves." Not out of arrogance, but because they've proven time and again that their actions match their words. That's the kind of confidence that holds up under pressure. The storms come. The winds blow, and while others scramble for reassurance, the person of character stands firm. Why? Because they know they've done the work, made the sacrifices, kept the faith. They don't have to pretend or put on a show. Their confidence is earned, and it's rooted in who they are, not just what they've done. It's tempting, in a world full of shortcuts, to look for the easy way to confidence. But there's no substitute for the slow, steady work of building character. Every time you do what's right, even when it costs you, you add another layer to your foundation. Every time you choose honesty over convenience, discipline over comfort, you become just a little more unshakable. Remember, impression fades, but integrity endures. When your confidence is anchored in character, you walk into every situation with a quiet assurance. You're not worried about being found out or exposed. There's nothing to hide. You've done the work, lived the values, kept your word. That's the backbone of real confidence. So if you want to build something that lasts, don't just focus on results. Focus on the kind of person you're becoming in the process. Because when your character and your confidence walk hand in hand, there's no limit to what you can do. There's another piece to earned confidence that often gets overlooked: renewal through reflection. See, it's not enough to just keep moving forward. Every so often, you have to pause and look back. Review your progress. Take inventory. That's how confidence grows roots and branches. By remembering where you started and recognizing how far you've come, you renew your belief in your own growth. The world is busy. Most people are in such a rush to get to the next milestone that they forget to appreciate the road already traveled. But if you never reflect, you miss the lessons and the victories that make you stronger. You miss the patterns of discipline, the times you stayed consistent under pressure, the hard decisions you made and kept. And without that reflection, confidence becomes fragile, built on memory instead of evidence. I like to take time every month or so to sit quietly and ask a few simple questions. Where did I make progress Where did I fall short? What did I handle well? What would I do differently next time? It's not about judgment or guilt. It's about honest assessment. Because when you face the truth, you get stronger. You stop fooling yourself with empty words and you start stacking up real evidence that you're becoming the person you want to be. There's a certain peace that comes from honest reflection. The world may not notice your quiet victories, but you do. You remember the days you didn't quit, the days you showed up when it was easier to stay home, the days you chose discipline over comfort. That record of persistence is worth more than any applause you'll ever get. It's your private reservoir of confidence. Reflection also gives you a chance to make course corrections. Maybe you've been coasting, or maybe you've slipped into old habits. By looking back, you see the places where you need to tighten up or push harder. You spot the patterns that lead to success and the ones that lead to setbacks. It's like checking your compass before heading into the next stretch of the journey. Confidence is not a straight line. There are ups and downs, victories and setbacks. But if you take the time to reflect, you realize just how much progress you've made. Each review adds another layer of certainty. You stop doubting whether you can handle what's next, because you remember all the times you handled what came before. So don't race past your own milestones. Take time to celebrate your wins, learn from your losses, and acknowledge your persistence. When you renew your confidence through reflection, you carry a sense of assurance into every new challenge. You know, without a doubt, that you have what it takes because you've seen the evidence written in your own story. Now let's talk about the reward of earned confidence. After all the work, the discipline, the reflection, what do you really gain? It's peace of mind. There's nothing quite like it. When you've put in the effort, when you've built your skill and your character, you don't need to pretend. You don't need to put on a show or prove yourself to the crowd. You've earned the right to believe in yourself. And that belief makes you unstoppable. Confidence earned through effort doesn't fade when the spotlight is off. It sticks with you through every challenge, every setback, every uncertain day. You walk into new situations with your head high, not because you hope for approval, but because you've done the work. You know what you're capable of. That's a freedom most people never experience. The freedom from self-doubt, the freedom from fear of being found out, the freedom to step forward boldly, no matter the circumstance. There's a sense of calm in knowing that whatever life throws at you, you've already faced difficulty before and come out stronger. You don't have to act brave, you simply are. The evidence is in your story, the history you've written. With every act of discipline, every small win, every hour spent in practice, every honest reflection, that's where real confidence is born. Think about it. When was the last time you saw someone who had truly mastered their craft worry about being exposed as a fraud? You don't see it because they know. They've paid the price, put in the hours, earned the reward. That quiet certainty is available to anyone willing to do the work. And when you live with that kind of confidence, you become a force for good. Others look to you for guidance. Not because you talk the loudest, but because you stand the firmest. Your presence reassures, your example inspires. People know you can be counted on because you count on yourself. This is not about perfection. Nobody gets it right all the time. It's about persistence. It's about stacking up enough evidence that when doubts do arise, you have a lifetime of reasons to keep going. You don't have to fake it. You don't have to hide. You simply show up, honest, prepared, and unafraid. So the real reward isn't just outward success. It's the quiet confidence that comes from knowing you've done your part. It's a mind at peace, a spirit that's steady, and a heart that's open to the next challenge. That's the kind of confidence no one can give you and no one can take away. It's yours, forever earned.